This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. You can also go to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, as well as at Captain's America on Twitter. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com to find out more about the show. And joining us right now, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you as always.
Yes, sir. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I am, sir.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I got to talk about the obvious right off the bat, and that is, what is your reaction when you found out about Governor Cuomo in New York State going, "See ya, I'm leaving"?
Yeah, you know, I think folks were beginning to wonder if he was going to do that. But, you know, when his female chief spokesperson and aide resigned day before yesterday, I think that the writing was on the wall. Even an obtuse guy like Cuomo had to come to grips with the fact that his reign was there. I don't know what the future will be. I'm not so sure that politically or that we're going to gain much from the lieutenant governor that's going to fill his seat right now. And I don't think that's going to calm what's going on. And things are not going to go to peace in New York right now just with this current exit stage left by Cuomo.
Well, you're right, they're not, and I know enough about what's going on in New York, having lived there a number of years, that my friends are telling me that the lieutenant governor is just merely going to be a quiet version of trying to continue whatever she can in terms of what the Democrats were trying to do up there, but the damage has already been done, and the midterm elections could make a big change up there for the Republicans in the state of New York. We'll see.
Yeah, as an outside guy, and I haven't been in New York in many, many years, but, I think that's spot on. But, things are lively everywhere, and New York was kind of the epicenter this last week, and, of course, it distracts, and it's hard to keep your eye on the ball on everything going on in the nation and the world when you have the headline stealing all the things, and some of it is kind of tabloid fodder, but some of it's serious, too.
Now, predictably, the Taliban is going to be taking over Afghanistan. Right now, People are being told, the U.S. Embassy was told to evacuate all the workers. All the Americans were told to get out of Dodge. There are no aircraft flights out of there. I don't know how in the world they're going to do that without getting shot at or shot up. And, of course, the U.S. and the U.N. has pretty much accepted that as fact.
Yeah, that should have been predictable. In our 2 decades of investing our treasure, the namely human treasure, in Afghanistan, we never seriously considered the future and what would happen. So with the withdrawal of our presence there and the NATO presence, they should have been surprised. But, you know, the arrival yesterday of Zalmay Khalilzad, the United States envoy to Doha, Qatar, where the Taliban maintain a political office, that's irony in itself, that the Taliban, under the eyes of the world, the United Nations, would maintain a political office in Qatar.
Yeah.
But they went there to talk, and the message to the Taliban is that there's no point in pursuing victory on the battlefield because a military takeover of the capital of Kabul will guarantee that they will be global pariahs, and that our envoy in America and others hope to persuade Taliban leaders to return to peace talks with the Afghan government as American and NATO forces finish their pullout from the country. I'm sorry if that was not such a sad statement. That doesn't even represent saber rattling, because what that is just there is no saber in that scabbard. It's blank, and the Taliban know that. And what we basically said is, okay, you've taken over 5 of the provinces, and we know you're going to take over the rest, but please, just please, leave the capital of Kabul alone so that we can say, hey, things will be sound, and maybe in the future things will be bright. And to tell the Taliban if they're going to be global pariahs, please. They have always been global pariahs, or should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Probably weren't to the extent they should have been. They've tacitly been accepted by many United Nations, and to persuade them to return to peace talks. If they have no genuine interest, what do they have to gain from that? You only go to peace talks if you feel like you have something to gain, and they have nothing. So it's a little bit laughable. It's not even representing saber rattling. It's all it is words. Words only.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. By the way, check out the Manatee County Liberty Caucus. See what they're all about. They've got a Facebook page. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You betcha, and Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, is on Sunday nights, the Monster Cast, on many of these same stations. You know, it's amazing how Moss Nissan gets customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay, too, up and down the East Coast, into the Midwest, and as far west as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, remember, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could possibly dream of. Their goal? Simply whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to test drive the hottest SUV in the market, the Rogue, the all-new, totally redesigned Nissan Rogue. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save package for active duty military, veterans, as well as first responders and church pastors all get a great deal. And the locations where you can go to Moss, Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura right there on Florida Avenue, side by side in Tampa. And don't forget, you can check them out online by going to the website, MossNissan.com. That's MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, that's going to save you an extra $500 right off the bat. You got to tell them that before you start your car deal to get that $500, but it's going to save you $500. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning again, sir. Thanks for being around.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Now, the USS Gerald R. Ford has been out on some sea trials, if you will, but they're kind of a little bit of an unusual sea trial. They were actually trying to see what the carrier could take in the way of shell shocks, explosions and whatnot, right?
Yes. Yeah, and of course, it ties in with what we talk about with the rise of China as a global power and our increasing need to know that we have to counter the Chinese naval presence, not only in the South China Seas, but here in our hemisphere in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got a question from Eric in Seminole. He's saying, how big of a part in all of this is Pakistan playing?
You know, Pakistan is a part of this mainly because of geography. And when you're talking about, when I refer to the red wave on a global thing, you know, domestically we think about the aspirations of the Republican Party to take back the House and the Senate in next year in 2022. Globally, the red wave has to do with the rise of China as a global power. And, of course, they have great interest. One, the greatest interest, of course, is they're worried that the fall of the Afghanistan to the Taliban, they could care less about the Taliban and their ideology. But what they are worried is about the spillover from the Taliban causing problems that will distract them from their aspirations in the South China Seas and elsewhere globally. And, of course, on the heels of this Friday, the Chinese and the Russians, their military forces, are going to wrap up a joint exercise that they've had in northwestern China.
Yep.
Of course, Russia has been relegated to a regional power. That's all they are. Despite the saber-rattling of Putin, that's all they are. The real threat, and, of course, Robert Chang, a preeminent Chinese expert, and he happens to be a conservative America First expert. I had the pleasure of meeting and chatting with him at CPAC in Orlando several months ago. A delightful guy. He comes on One America News, Newsmax, and other places. But he keeps us aware and our eye on the ball when it comes to China and these things like that. And, you know, China's not that worried about Russia. They'll do that. They'll placate that. They will worry about what's going on in Pakistan and, of course, what will go in Afghanistan. But they got bigger fish to fry. And, unfortunately, all the things that go on here is much worse, much to their delight here in our nation because it obscures us through all the white noise of all the multitude of other things that Americans are distracted by. We don't keep our eye on the ball of what's going on globally and some of the real national security threats that are represented by China, but also globally, we've kind of lost our eye on our ball, and we don't get much news coverage of this domestically about, for the very first time in the history of mankind, there are things going on globally that have never, ever occurred before. And it's huge because, you know, we are so big. Our population is unlike what it was 1,000 years ago. And that in every continent, every inhabited continent in the world, there is something going on right there. It is the rise of autocratic governments, even in otherwise democratic places like in Europe and South America, in Asia, and even here in the United States and Canada. There's the rise of autocratic notions and that are going against essentially we the people movements, populist movements. And I had a friend that just returned from France because his wife is French. And he had a firsthand report, and it bears out in all these other continents as well, where every city, every province of France right now, there is protest. Mm-hmm. It is not left-wing protest. It is populist protest, mm-hmm. where they are fighting against autocratic COVID passports for vaccines for COVID, and they're fighting it tooth and nail. And we don't hear about that in our country. It gets obscured by one of those, and that's the delight of those that they say, well, we're not keeping our eyes on all those trees out there that we don't even know what the nature of the forest is globally anymore. And that's unfortunate. And we need to wake up. We don't need to become woke, but we need to wake up.
What is our greatest international security threat right now?
Well, I would say it's what I talked about, which we are totally oblivious to. And that is, it's a long-range thing, and it plays into the red wave represented by China with their buddies, Vladimir Putin and the Russians. It plays into their hands because the rise of autocratic nations, which are philosophically aligned with China and the Chinese Communist Party, and that is this autocratic rule over populism, because all this stuff that has to do with the mass protest and all that stuff like that, if you have the rule of the mob, it invariably leads to the rule of a minority of autocratic rulers. Our history has proven that. It led to the rise of the Chinese to take over, the Chinese Communist Party to take over there. It led to the Bolshevik Revolution with the promise of taking care of the people, a populist movement. It wasn't. It was a false flag. It led to the rule by the very few and the Politburo and communism. And we need to wake up to that, because the seeds of that and the things that are going on with autocratic rule, even in the Western world, are feeding that genuine red wave. And we need to wake up to that and not think about, wow, you're just talking conspiracy theories. It's real. If you investigate it and if you pull away the curtain that's hiding the man behind the curtain, then it will reveal that. And we need to wake up, not be woke.
Now, isn't it true that Pakistan was responsible for helping to create the Taliban back in the mid to late 1990s?
Without a doubt. And of course, we've covered them as our allies. But yes, look where Osama bin Laden. Look who is providing protection to Taliban leaders, Osama bin Laden and others. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pakistan. They're not our friends. I don't think that we've tried to play an even hand with things that go on between India and mm-hmm. Pakistan and the regional conflicts right there. But, you know, the time for playing even-handedness and trying to placate everybody is long past.
All right.
We need to decide what are the things that are in our interest, and then that's where we need to weigh our diplomatic and whatever our security interests will be throughout the world.
Can you stick around for another segment?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, I'm going to try to get a question in here from Bagavin Bob. So, Bagavin Bob, go ahead and ask your question. We might not be able to answer until we come back from the break, but go ahead.
Okay. Just want to know, are our Navy and aircraft carriers relevant when China has hypersonic missiles and stuff that they can target? Okay, that's it.
All right. Are our Navy aircraft carriers relevant with a hypersonic missile threat?
Yeah, I'm not an expert on anything military, not even my service, the Army, so that the Navy would not be it. But just intuitively, you would think that, yes, if our aircraft carriers are small aircraft, we've got to build them up, but we got to do it the right way.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. And, we got some questions we're going to get into about the Middle East, because that's actually his forte. So we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. Got lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disgraced New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will be gone in 2 weeks. He's stepping down after the facts that the New York Attorney General's office showed Cuomo sexually harassed nearly a dozen women, retaliated against whistleblowers, and created a toxic workplace environment. Fellow Democrat President Biden had kind words for Cuomo's job performance.
But he's done a hell of a job. And, both on everything from access to voting, to infrastructure, to a whole range of things. That's why it's so sad.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will replace Cuomo until the midterm elections in 2022. On Tuesday, international seafood company Greek Seafood leaked nearly 4,000 gallons of chlorine into a Norway fjord, killing approximately 96,000 fish. Local police said the leaked chlorine had already flowed into the Atlantic Ocean and that emergency services were investigating the cause. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Evergreens Equipment. Remember, there are four locations around the state of Florida, and if I'm talking, you can hear me right there by those locations. So let me remind you that you not only get reliable equipment, you get fair prices and extraordinary service, too. If you've got something that's broke and it needs to be repaired, take it over there. They'll fix it right, and they'll get it going for you again. Now, power equipment, got it. Tractors, got them. Lawnmowers, got them. Push mowers, self-propelled, little lawn and garden tractors, got all of that. Need a backhoe, got that, too. You new and used equipment at the Everglades Equipment Group store closest to you. Remember, they've got reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. You can truck on in there and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to the telephone lines. We've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright with us, and good morning again, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Before we get started, you've got an event coming up on the 28th of this month. I will be there for that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we sure do. The Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, on behalf of the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus, is hosting a Constitution Day breakfast. Of course, it's weeks ahead of the September 17th, which in addition to being Constitution Day, a celebration of our founding document, it also happens to be POW/MIA Day. So that's a red letter day. But on the 28th of August, you will be there. And you will be a notable presence there, and you'll be introducing Amanda Mackey, who used to be during this time frame right here. So I'm delighted for that. We got a whole host of people to be talking there. We've got people that are running as Republicans for Congress. From Alabama, we have K. Carl Smith, the founder of the Frederick Douglass Republicans, and we have Lucretia Hughes, which is kind of Georgia says it is their Candace Owens. She is that dynamic, but she's an independent woman of her own right, and she's coming down from Atlanta. Those are our two headline speakers, and we have a whole host of others. And you can go to our Facebook page, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, the Eventbrite link at the top. We still have tickets available for that event, and you can catch the captain, you can catch myself, you can catch the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus chairman, Bob White, and a host of other candidates, and our headline speakers, Kate Carl Smith and Lucretia Hughes. It's a don't-miss event, and it is at the Carlisle Inn at the northern end of Sarasota. So it's right here in the center of the Sun Coast. Be there.
Okay, very good. That makes perfect sense to me. All right, let me see here. Going to put somebody on hold here for just a second. Now, you know, in lieu of everything that's going on here, we've got so much stuff that we could be talking about here. The military, I really feel the military is not being taken properly care of when we're doing what we're doing. We know we've left people behind, not our people per se, but we've left friends and allies behind, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to get out of Afghanistan in time. What do you think?
I think you're right. And one thing we didn't even talk about our regional security threat, which is that we no longer have a southern border.
Right.
And our health threat, the COVID, and all the things over that, despite if we were truly serious about dealing with COVID, we would have from the get-go, and we're still not doing this, taking serious measures to prevent the spread of COVID from all those that are spreading across the border. And it's no longer from Mexico. The largest portion of those are crossing the border are not from Mexico, and they haven't been for weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And Kamala Harris, our vice president, talked about this yesterday, but our vice president, who has yet to really genuinely visit the border, talked about this, but we have still yet to even admit to, let alone substantially deal with, the real security threat at the border, which is the fact that it is so porous.
Yeah. And unfortunately, down on that southern border, we don't know who's coming across the border, and we don't know where they're going when they get here. Now, one of the reasons that I mentioned a while ago that the COVID is going back up again, the variant and all that stuff, is because these people are co-mingling with our people along the way when they move them from point A to point B, and that's all it takes, number one. But number two, there's another thing we found out about, and that's our beloved CDC fudged the numbers here in Florida. They were doubling and tripling up the numbers.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And that is a political edge, because Ron DeSantis is seen as the number one threat to the Democrats in the nation right now, mm-hmm. perhaps on par with the America First movement that started with our former President 45, Donald Trump. And so DeSantis is seen as a threat. And so, it's going to be game on here in this next year. It really is. All the Democratic energies that caused problems in Michigan and Georgia and other places are going to be focused on Florida. So, hey, fellow Floridians, you better be paying attention. You better be engaged, because the it's game on. The fight is on, and our governor is going to have to need our support on Angie of this, and all those other false flags that have to do to distract from the genuine threats with COVID. And that's what this whole business is, with the CDC, which is not supposed to be a political organization, versus our governor, Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, well, they doubled and tripled up the numbers in some cases and made it look worse than what it was, and they got caught at their own game.
Yeah, and we wondered, how in the heck can we still employ and pay the salary for Fossey? It's unbelievable to me. Even if you're, whether you're suffering dementia or you're not quite as capable in your mind as you used to be as our president, surely he has got to wake up to the fact that Fossey has no longer can be the leading health expert for the nation. He has not. He's proven that.
Well, there's a job opening in on Mars, so I suggested yesterday that we load him in a rocket ship and shoot him to Mars.
and I heard the commentary earlier. Somebody says, well, if we just spread the word that there's a COVID epidemic up on Mars,
right,
maybe that will entice us to do exactly that. That would be a good national security mission for our our Space Force.
Yeah.
Let's send Fossey to Mars.
Now, let me ask you a question. We have the is there a dedication or something like that coming up with the Kissing Sailor statue? Is that what I am gathering down there?
Oh, that's right. On the on August 14th, this Saturday at 11 a.m., there will be dignitaries there. Suncoast News will be covering this. My VFW Post 3233 is sponsoring that at the microphone, but it is the Victory Over Japan Day. So if you are a World War II veteran, but if you're a veteran or if you love America and you support the armed forces, yeah, please come to the unconditional surrender statue at the Sarasota Park at 11 a.m. this coming up Saturday. Everybody's invited to be there. It's worth your trip to be there for that. It'll be well covered. And all our World War II veterans, they're long passing away. In fact, we're even reaching a point where our Vietnam veterans, increasingly over the next 10 years, are going to be smaller in numbers. So we need to capture, we need to honor them, and we need to educate our youth about what these folks did on their behalf for future generations. And one way to do that is to go support them at things like the Victory Over Japan Day celebration on this Saturday at 11 a.m. Unconditional Surrender Statue.
Yeah, great idea. All right, well, we're running out of time here. One last little thing. I don't know exactly what you wanted to talk about with this, but the Sarasota Veterans for Common Sense, what's going on with them?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to be really brief. We can talk about it in more detail later. I'm just going to ask all your listeners, this is an existential threat to America First and to America under the false flag of being labeled the Veterans for Common Sense. They stole the common sense label from Thomas Paine, one of our Revolutionary War heroes. They stole the veterans from guys like you and me, Matt Bruce. They are a group of veterans, but they are a front for advancing left-wing progressive movements and climate change, other things like that. Their number one priority is not to advocate for veterans. Their number one priority is not to advocate for the United States Constitution, despite what they did. But if you go to their Facebook page or the webpage, just Google it, Veterans for Common Sense, they're headquartered in Sarasota, of all places, where the chairman of the Florida GOP resides and where a state senator resides who's a Republican. And the Republican Party, unlike the Republican Liberty Caucus, we pay attention to those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But they have false flags. Google them, look them up, click on all the links there, and you'll see what they're really all about. We need to wake up to that.
Okay, my friend, I've run out of time. We've got to let you go, and we will talk to you next week. And in the meantime, take care and stay low.
All right, thank you, Captain.
All righty, that's Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Liberty Caucus. Look him up on Facebook. And don't forget the 28th. You'll see their event over there, too. In the meantime, I'm coming back with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Kyle. And this final segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Otherwise, give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback, is in the house. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
We have a young lady on the telephone here. Her name is Mary, and she wants to ask you a question. You ready?
All righty.
Okay, Mary, what's your question for Brandon?
Good morning. For everyone who's bought houses or real estate or property, instead of dealing in a stock market that I don't understand, can you explain, please, in this infrastructure bill, the 2,700-page long thing, what is that stepped-up cost basis thing with your property if you're trying to leave your kids something and they won't be able to pay for it if they inherit it based on the value of it? Could you please explain that?
Okay. Thank you, Mary. All right. You know what she's talking about?
Somewhat from a general point of view. I don't really get into that side of, especially with the newer legislation or bills that are trying to be passed. But I think what she's referring to is the stepped-up cost basis from an accounting standpoint. So I think what that means is when properties are transferred and – whether it's a death or some type of a transfer, most likely a death, they will be looking to take more money from the heirs. So that would be something I would typically defer to an accountant, in that situation. But they're seeing more and more of that from this administration.
Well,
they got to pay.
They have brought back the death tax in toto, is what they've done.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, and that's a challenge, and that's traditionally what you would hear is how farmers, when the old man farmer would pass away, and then the family members would try to keep the family farm going, they just couldn't do it.
Yeah, and when my dad passed away, he had 250 acres. A lot of it was fruit trees and whatnot, but none of us were going to stick around and farm it, so we sold the farm, and the debt tax on it was considerable. It was in New York State. The death tax on it was considerable before we ever saw the first dollar for an acre of land that we sold. So, it is
right.
What it is, but and very expensive, and they just get so greedy. It's not funny. When it comes to people that are listening to us around the country, which is what I think is important, how do they get a hold of you? How do they reach you to ask you a question?
Yeah, they can reach out directly to our, we have a hotline. And also just to finish the young lady's question, if she wanted to, I could get her in touch with Michelle James, who's one of our expert contributors for accounting. She's taxproftampa.com and she could, fully answer that question. They can reach out to us at 813-750-0550. You can call or text that number. It's an off-air line. It's 813-750-0550. And consumerqb.com is the website, consumerqb.com.
And Mary could call that number to get her question answered that she just asked us, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll put her in touch with Michelle James.
Okay, so Mary, that's the number, and I'm sure she got it. Otherwise, I believe she has a computer, so she can go on and take a look at consumerqb.com because you're over there, too. Now, tell me about what the biggest complaint is that you're getting right now from people that are calling you or texting you.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just like confusion with the market. People are frustrated, from our real estate perspective. My wife and I own a real estate team at Keller Williams Realty, and people are either, if they're trying to buy a home, they're frustrated because they can't get their offer accepted because there's less than 1 month supply of inventory right now, which is a strong seller's market. And that is one of the biggest problems right now that we're seeing is people just are fighting over inventory, can't get offers accepted, and they're frustrated with that process.
Well, he who has the cash gets it first is my understanding. Is that correct?
Yeah, a lot of times whenever you're representing the seller, for example, I've got 45 listings right now currently where I represent the seller. And the situation is, you much as you'd like to accept a veteran's offer, a VA offer, or maybe a first-time homebuyer offer from a family just getting their start, whenever somebody dangles that cash in front of you, it's hard to say no to a quick closing cash deal that could close in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And some of these people are still out there buying homes to be fixed up. The corporations, they'll buy a single home family dwelling, make it into a duplex so they can generate some extra revenue. And I've seen a lot of that going on, even in my neighborhood.
Yeah, the hedge fund buyers, the Black Rocks and this rock and that rock and all these different people, you know, so they're institutional buyers. They don't really care about the American values in a lot of places. And a lot of times they're, you know, they're just looking at the bottom line. How can they increase their revenues and show profit to their shareholders? So that's one of the bad parts about, you know, free market society, I guess, you know, when you look at capitalism. But so the cash is king and cash comes in and beats out the veteran first time buyer. Those types of families that are looking to buy that same asset. And again, it comes down to the seller saying, hey, you know, I can close this deal quickly and be done with it.
All right. Well, I've reached the end of the segment here, so I'm going to have to let you go. But it's consumerqb.com. And if they want to know more, they can call you at what number?
Yeah, 813-750-0550. That's our hotline. 813-750-0550. Call or text.
All right. Thank you very much, my friend. We'll talk to you again real soon.
My pleasure, buddy. Take care.
All righty, Brett. Brandon Rimes, consumer quarterback, and again, consumerqb.com. Now, I got to take a look at Tropical Storm Fred. There's a latest advisory just showed up here. We have got a tropical storm that's going to be in our neighborhood over the weekend. The conditions are expected to begin in portions of the Dominican Republic this morning. Tropical storm conditions are possible in northern Haiti and the southeastern part of the Bahamas by late today. Heavy rainfall could lead to flash and urban and small stream flooding, along with possible rapid river rises and the potential for mudslides across the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. Also, the threat for flooding impacts with the area across the eastern and southern part of Puerto Rico as well. Now, there is a risk of wind and rainfall impacts in Florida beginning Friday in the Keys and spreading northward through portions of the peninsula and the panhandle over the weekend. However, it's too soon to determine whether or not the exact location, the timing, and magnitude of any potential impacts will be and where they will be. There's a big area that this storm could be out in the Gulf, or it could be closer to shore, or it could be over Florida altogether. We'll see. But again, we've all been through this before, so we all know what it is that we're going to see. This is a tropical storm we're talking about, a small, minute tropical storm at the moment. Not all that big and not all that powerful so far. Now, I'm guessing it's probably going to stay that way, because if they thought this was going to be something really big, we would have already known about it, but it's not showing us that type of characteristic. And I'm going to see if I can find the wind speed. Let's see here. It was at 40 miles an hour, still is, with some higher gusts. The tropical storm winds are out 45 miles, so it's not a big storm, but keep your eyes on the weather. Just in case, keep your eyes on the weather. And it's always a good thing to know that anyway. I'm sure there'll be small craft warnings put up here tomorrow for Friday and whatnot. But anyway, I'll be back tonight on the radio. Don't forget, this show is all about we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. Remember that. Act like it and start standing up for your country. See you tonight.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.